More Idaho Matters now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Many of the refugees who have come to Idaho in the past few years came from the Congo, a war-torn African country facing a humanitarian crisis caused by violence and natural disasters that have forced millions of people out of their homes. And after fleeing their home country, these refugees still face challenges as they adjust to a very different life here in Idaho. And a group of dedicated people are hoping a new 5K run in Boise will help build bridges between our community and its newest members. Samuel Busaka is the founder of Gem State Joggers and is an organizer of this Saturday's Pace for Peace 5K. However, he says it's more than just a run or a fundraiser. He calls it a, quote, powerful call to action for solidarity, understanding, and community building, unquote. And he is joining us now along with Pace for Peace organizer Syed Marbacha. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Hi,
Anna. Hi.
This is Samuel Busaka. Good to meet you.
Good afternoon,
nice
everyone.
Nice to meet you. Nice to meet both of you.
Thanks.
So, Samuel, let me start the conversation with you. You're originally from the Congo. Can you talk a little bit about what brought you to Idaho?
Yeah, so in my experience, I came here when I was 10 years old. I came here in 2012. Originally, I'm from the Congo, but I fled the Congo at a very young age. And I lived in Botswana in a refugee camp for a majority of my childhood. And trying to having that refugee status, you know, we were refugees for a good 9 years before coming here. Our case for coming to the U.S. was pending. And so it took us a long time to try to get here. We started in 2004 and we didn't come here until 2012. Mm. Specifically, Idaho was because my uncle was already living in Idaho. Originally, we were living in Texas, Abilene, Texas, but my mom was very ill. She couldn't take care of me and my three older sisters. And because of that, we had already had family here. And he was working with the IRC and different organizations to try to help us and just make the transition easier for us. He thought Idaho would provide better living conditions and it would be more suited to us. And I think mm-hmm. he was right in that regard.
And Syed, you're originally from Afghanistan. Same question for you. How did you end up settling here in Boise?
So for me, as most of the people might be aware of that, when the withdrawal happened in 2021 in Afghanistan by the U.S. government and the Taliban took the power of the government, we had no choice because my mom was a teacher and we were all worried about the future, about what's going to happen. And we had the internal conflict like between the tribes. So that was a really big issue for us. And we were not feeling safe. Like I was at home the whole first mm-hmm. week of the Taliban government because I wasn't feeling safe to go outside, go to school, talk to friends. And we ended up moving. And it was a really long, stressful to get to here. It took us a month and a half to get out of Afghanistan, all the way to Qatar, Bahrain, and United States. And we ended up staying in a New Mexico in a military camp for 1.5 months, which is like a 2-month process to get to Boise.
Mm-hmm. So Samuel, you formed the Gem State Joggers. Tell us about this organization.
Yeah, so a few years back during the pandemic, I got really into running. And because of that, I was like, it was just a fun thing for me to do. But as time passed by, and because we're inside, and at the time I was in high school, I got away from the gym. I got away from playing sports and my hobbies. And so I fell into a little bit of a depression where I started, you know, drinking a lot and doing all that. But not too long ago, I had gone to church. And I was at church with my family. And as the pastor was preaching, the message at the time really resonated with me. And he was mm-hmm. talking about how certain things and certain sins we try to escape, and basically just talking about generational traumas. And that just made me like it really resonated with me. I started like tearing up in church, and something just clicked for me. I started running again, and at the time I was 230 pounds, so I was running a lot. And after that, I just started inviting my friends on runs, and then I came up with the idea of the run club, Gem City Joggers. A little run club based here in Idaho for beginner runners, and just to build a small community.
And from there, Samuel, you're now going to be having the Pace for Peace this
Yeah.
Saturday. And why is it important to you to start something like this? Of course, the whole community is invited. But to really put a spotlight on our refugee population.
Yeah, so 70% of the refugees that came here in 2023 were recorded to be from the Congo. And so I think it's just very important to get to know our neighbors, get to just establish that connection. Because for me, even though I came here at a very young age, I did feel the disconnect. I felt like an outsider for the longest time, that language barrier, that cultural barrier. So getting to see and kind of, just and exchange of cultures, and conversing with people that are from a different background, I think is very important for character and just growth in community.
And Syed, what sorts of things did you experience when you came to Boise from Afghanistan? What was that transition like for you?
I at the first year I had a hard time with getting to get comfortable with my language skills since I wasn't speaking English much in my country. So I had to first start learning English, even though I was almost done with high school. But when I moved to the United States, I had to stay back 2 years and start high school here as a junior. All the cultural barriers that like we got. A lot of different cultural differences. My country, the community that I grew up in, and the United States. And also because people are not really familiar with the refugees, like they're not that interested to speak up with them, ask them about what their story is about, and judging a person without knowing them. It's a really challenge for them, and that was giving them a hard time to communicate with me, and then also me feeling like I'm not belong here. I'm like I came from a different community, so that was all the challenges to get to network with people, get to make friends, and engage in the community.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
The candidates for November are set.
I know Donald Trump's type.
Between now and Election Day.
We are not going back.
A campaign season unfolding faster.
Kamala Harris is not getting a promotion.
Than any in recent history.
Make America great again.
Follow it all with new episodes every weekday on the NPR Politics Podcast.